At least 54 people have been killed across Gaza since dawn on Saturday amid intense Israeli bombardment, with 26 of the fatalities reported in the northern region of the enclave, according to local health authorities. Among the dead were four children whose bodies were pulled from the rubble following a strike in Jabalia. The latest escalation in violence came as Arab leaders convened in Baghdad for an Arab League summit, where the war in Gaza dominated the agenda. Meanwhile, a fresh round of ceasefire negotiations is underway in Doha, Qatar, between Hamas and Israeli representatives. Speaking to Reuters, Hamas official Taher al-Nono confirmed that talks had resumed and were being conducted without preconditions. Hamas is keen to exert all the effort needed to support mediators in making these negotiations successful, Nono said, though he noted that no certain offer is currently on the table. The resumption of talks comes amid continued Israeli military operations in Gaza. Israeli officials say they are aiming to establish operational control in several areas of the territory, despite mounting international pressure to de-escalate. The renewed diplomatic effort also follows the conclusion of U.S. President Donald Trump's Middle East tour on Friday. The visit ended with no apparent breakthrough toward a ceasefire, though Trump acknowledged the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza and stressed the urgent need for aid deliveries. As efforts to broker peace continue, the toll on civilians rises, with both sides under scrutiny from the international community for the ongoing humanitarian catastrophe.